Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Boston. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Thursday, May 23rd. Coming up on today's show, we'll get into the weather report. Then we'll jump into some local news and a few interesting happenings in business, science, and entertainment. But first, you'll be interested to know, 24 years ago, today in 2000, American rapper Eminem released the Marshall Mathers LP, which became the fastest-selling album in the history of rap. So now you know. And now you know what time it is. It's time for the weather report. In the Boston area, this morning it's partly cloudy and feels like 66 degrees with 9 mph wind. The sunset will take place at 8:07 and it will rise again tomorrow at 5:14. It looks like we're in for a chance of showers, mainly after 2 p.m. And it will be partly sunny with a high near 86 and wind of 8 to 11 mph. Chance of precipitation is 30%. Tonight, a chance of showers and thunderstorms before 11, then a slight chance of showers. Mostly cloudy with a low around 63. For all you beach runners out there, the first low tide Thursday will be just after 5:30 a.m. with a high tide at 12:15. The near shore buoy at Cape Cod Bay reads 55 degrees for the water temperature. Looking ahead in the weather, Friday and Saturday will be mostly sunny with a high near 84 on Friday and a high near 76 on Saturday. Sunday will be partly sunny with a high near 77. Memorial Day will be mostly cloudy with a chance of showers, then a high near 73. The chance of rain continues Monday night and Tuesday. Tuesday will be mostly cloudy with a high near 72. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, Long Live Roxbury, a newly renovated tap room in a historic 1800s building, is Boston's latest jazz hotspot. Located on Hampton Street, it hosts a free jazz night series every Thursday at 6 p.m., featuring mostly local musicians. Originated by Michael Feldman, CEO of Feldman Geospatial, Jazz Night aims to provide a communal respite with high-level musicianship. The series, initially scheduled through March, is now extended through December, showcasing diverse styles like Latin, Brazilian jazz, and reggae. The venue is close to Berklee College of Music, fostering a vibrant community atmosphere. Now on to sports. The NCAA Board of Governors has voted to accept settlement terms in the House vs. NCAA antitrust cases, joining the Big 12, ACC, and Big 10 conferences in moving towards a historic shift in college sports. The settlement involves over $2.7 billion in back damages for former athletes and a new revenue-sharing system, allowing schools to pay athletes approximately $20 million annually starting in 2025. This decision marks a significant move away from the traditional model of unpaid amateurism, potentially avoiding over $4 billion in trial damages. Further details and approvals are expected in the coming months. In local sports, the Red Sox on the road beat the Rays 8-5. And tonight, the Celtics are at home to take on the Pacers for Game 2 of the Eastern Conference Finals. In top news, South Korea has announced a $19 billion support package for its semiconductor industry. President Yoon Suk-yeol detailed plans for a 17 trillion won financial support program through the Korea Development Bank for large-scale investments and a 1 trillion won fund for equipment makers and fabless companies. The initiative aims to boost South Korea's competitiveness in the non-memory chip sector. South Korea, home to top memory chip makers Samsung Electronics and SK Hynix, is also developing a mega chip cluster in Yeonjin to attract more companies and talent. In business news, Blackstone plans to grant shares to employees of its portfolio companies, starting with Copeland, a climate tech company it bought for $14 billion. The initiative, to be announced at an upcoming conference, mirrors similar moves by private equity firms like KKR and Apollo. These companies began awarding shares to its industrial business employees in 2011 and expanded the program to all U.S.-based portfolio companies. This initiative aims to reduce income inequality and promote shared ownership as part of a broader industry effort to address criticisms over massive profits. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is just under 70,000. Ethereum is 3,800. And Solana is $178. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates with several locations in the Boston area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class with locations in Canton, Wellesley, Hingham, Brookline, and Framingham. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk tech. Elon Musk's social media platform X, formerly known as Twitter, will soon remove public likes from users' profiles. Announced by X's director of engineering, Haofei Wang, this change aims to make likes private, preventing users from seeing which posts others have liked. The number of likes on posts will still be visible, but users won't be able to browse others' liked content. This move is intended to encourage more genuine engagement by removing the fear of backlash for liking controversial posts. The change is expected to improve the platform's content recommendation algorithm. And in entertainment news, Marvel is set to resurrect Vision in a new Disney Plus series, with Paul Bettany reprising his role and Terry Metalas as showrunner. The series, slated for a 2026 premiere, follows Vision's storyline from WandaVision, where his physical body was revived with restored memories. This will be Marvel's second spin-off from WandaVision, following Agatha All Along, starring Katherine Hahn, premiering in September. Other upcoming Marvel series include Daredevil Born Again, Ironheart, Eyes of Wakanda, Your Friendly Neighborhood Spider-Man, and Noir, starring Nicolas Cage, on Amazon Prime Video. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from Irish novelist Samuel Beckett. He said, "Ever tried, ever failed, no matter. Try again, fail again, fail better." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the weather reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Boston.